Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports. But to his point, Wiggy, you got cut by Belichick.
Yeah.
But you took it. It's the NFL way. But college is so, he is right about that.
College
it's a different
is so
world.
Different because you can't just like if a guy is not really performing the way you want him to perform, you can't or is not buying into your message or your culture, you just can't cut him.
Yeah.
You know, certain guys you can get away with that in the NFL. You know, it's harder to do if a guy's making a lot more money, but in college, you know, even if the guy's not making a ton, it's hard. You just can't cut guys.
So all the Belichick drama is just fascinating. Just waking up this morning, the press release last night. Curtis, do you have the wording of this? This
was I do.
The Bubba Cunningham dueling release with Bill Belichick last night?
I feel like we should have somebody at the station called Bubba who would just make us a little bit more edgy.
Southern?
Yeah. This was after the Ollie Connolly and all the reporting yesterday at 9:30. Statement, I'm fully committed to UNC football and the program we're building here. From Bill Belichick, and then the university with a very long, expansive, Coach Belichick has the full support of the Department of Athletics and University. That has nothing to do with future. If they fired him tomorrow, that would nothing would be wrong in that statement.
It is something, though. It's a stay of execution. Corey, yeah. You believe he's not done yet.
I just think that there was no reason that UNC needed to release this statement, especially if Bill was going to. Like, if Bill releases that statement yesterday, great.
Right.
That wouldn't change. I would be on Curtis's side there where he's gone. Like, UNC could still part ways. That's nice that he's saying he's still fully committed to the university, but what does that mean? For UNC, for the university to send out a statement, I don't think they needed to do that, and I think it sets them up for failure.
Yeah, because you can't fire him now, or you can't part ways now during the season. It could be something after the season where you can sit down and go, all right, it didn't go as well as we thought it was going to go. Now we're going to go our separate ways. Yeah.
Shine, what do you think about this? Is he done?
Yeah, I think he's – I think he'll finish the season at UNC, and then he will be done.
So he finishes the year.
Yeah.
Well, that's big.
I don't think he will, like – be gone halfway through the year. Not even halfway through the year. We're in, what, four games in?
Five games.
Only wins two games, then you could make the argument
so
that
he doesn't win another game the rest of the season?
Yeah, I guess.
They'll beat Syracuse.
Because if he wins,
maybe Duke.
Who do I root for?
They got to beat Duke. Beat Duke's all he cares about.
He might not win another game the rest of the season.
Because if you win...
Didn't Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft issue a joint statement saying how much they liked each other?
Yeah, but it was after they were parting ways. It was a mutual, what did they call it? A mutual separation?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. But if
mutual
you finish
uncoupling?
Yeah.
If you finish the season with five wins and you rip off like your last two games of wins, maybe that changes things up and where you're like, all right, you know, because a lot of guys in their first year, they struggle, especially in college. Like, you know, it happens all the time and you see guys turn the program around after. Yeah, some guys have success their first year and continue their success, but a lot of guys struggle their first year.
But this isn't about struggling, Wiggy. You would agree. It has been historically dysfunctional.
Yeah, the dysfunction has been like some of the stuff that's coming out. whether it's true or not, is a bad look.
Because if it was just wins and losses, that there wouldn't be an issue here.
No,
totally.
But one fight is not dysfunction. If that's
No. And the NCAA...
No, but it's not just a fight, Ken. Like, it's a fight. It's a recruiting violation.
Yeah, but see, the recruiting violations, you buy somebody coffee from a Dunkin' Donuts is a recruiting violation.
I understand, but it's...
So who the hell knows what that is?
It feels like Urban Meyer in the NFL. It just feels like there is so much crap going on that we haven't even heard about yet. At the end of the season, mm-hmm. we're going to find out all the just unbelievable stuff that's happening behind the scenes, and it is going to be just an absolute disaster.
Well, one point on that, Urban Meyer's a good comp. Wiggy and I were talking in the break, and I said, this reminds me of the Urban Meyer thing, and Wiggy's like, I forgot about that.
Yeah, here's the one guy I forgot who got fired their first year. Yeah.
Okay, so Wiggy forgot about Urban Meyer already. In a year or two, people will not remember the Bill end.
I just feel that when you, if you haven't watched, I know we all watched the TCU game in mm-hmm. week one, but watching the Clemson game on Saturday, it was shocking. Like, it was like BC my entire childhood. But I literally sat there, and the first play of the game after the kickoff was a 75-yard double pass.
Yeah.
Then they got the ball back, and it was like in 20 seconds, they got another touchdown. They were up 28-3 in
but
the first
quarter. You know why? Because
after a bye week.
Because you know why? I think that a lot of those kids have already thrown the white, have given up. There's a good portion of those kids on that team that are contributors are like, I'm done with this.
But that's a massive issue. Whether you have guys, and I know you're saying the fight doesn't matter, but mm-hmm. if guys are getting so frustrated and just giving up on the season, if you have parents coming out and talking to mm-hmm. me, you have two boys that play college football. If they wanted to transfer right now and they said UNC's offering me, would you give them the advice? Yeah, go play for Bill and UNC if he's still there.
Yeah, I would say go play for Bill because I know how Bill is.
If he's maybe not setting the guys up for success right now, though.
That's amazing. You would let your kids go there now.
I know how Bill is as a coach, and I know what goes on. Like, a lot of the stuff in college football is a lot of coaches lie, and they say they're going to do this, and they think. I know Bill, when it comes to on the field and you're having a real opportunity, he's going to give you that. Now, it's up to you to do something with it. But there are a lot of coaches who don't even give kids the opportunity. They tell them they're going to do it. And that's the one thing that I would be looking at.
But if you know that he's been so petty that he's banned
Patriots, that part I don't care about.
You don't?
Because if you're, you know what? I learned this not a long time ago, but I've been learning this over the past 10 years. Is if you're good in college, they'll find you, no matter where you are. When I was playing, I felt like that was a lot different. Like, in order for them to find you, you had to go to these big schools. But now you look at guys, look at Kyle Duggar, went to Lenoir Ryan. Mm. You know, there are is that how you say the name of the school?
I think it's close.
Ryan. All right. But there are so many guys nowadays that they come from schools, whether it was Malcolm Butler who went to South Alabama or West Alabama. There are so many guys that if you're good,
that's who I hire when I fire mm-hmm. Bill at UNC. I bring in Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, they'll find you. So you don't need to be. So if you're good at UNC, you don't think Mike Vrabel's going to be like, oh, yeah, the kid shipped the wide receiver. His good down there. You think Mike's going to be like, oh, because we can't go in and scout this guy, we're not going to.
It's that, Wiggy, it's not that. You're right, and I trust you on that. You know far better than me. It's that it's a lie. It's a snake oil salesman who says we're the 33rd NFL team, but we're going to block one of the NFL teams from seeing
But you know
play.
What, Curtis? In college football, they don't publicly say they're the 33rd NFL team, but every college coach will tell you, oh, we can get you to the NFL.
Right, that's
look at our staff.
One team said it out loud, and they've been embarrassed.
Yeah, well, Mike Lombardi probably shouldn't have said that out loud, but that was his kind of elevator pitch.
But don't you think
recruits.
That's what Bill and him think? That they thought they would have a coaching advantage. Just like Charlie Weiss thought when he went to Notre Dame, he was going to have a massive coaching advantage.
Of course they did. And then they realized, whoa, wait, it doesn't work necessarily like this. Right. We can't just cut this kid.
Courtney, would you like to take some calls on this subject? The state of Chapel Bill. Let's go to Bob in Smithfield. Hello, Bob. Hello, Bob. Well, let's try Chris in the truck. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing?
I just want to say, hey, Curtis. Good, how are you? Hey, Curtis, hear me out first. Why I want Bill to stay at North Carolina. Remember when the little baby Bill Belichick was like, eat Duke? So I'm just hoping that on November 22nd, he loses to Duke. So.
Oh. That would be like an empty stadium at Chapel Hill and Bill losing to Duke. That would be really sad.
That was my favorite absolute nonsense from Bill at the presser, that his first words would be Duke.
Let's go to Tim in Hanover. Hello, Tim.
Guys, love the show always. Hey, I just want to say, in the beginning of the season, I called in and said Bill was going to get crushed this year. I'm a real big college football guy. I've helped coach up a lot of kids in some of the unbelievable colleges all over the country, believe it or not. I never played.
Sick brag, bro.
I'll tell you one thing I can say. When he went against TCU, I knew he had a good quarterback at TCU. From that point on, I knew Bill was going to be gone because I knew it was going to get worse and worse of the schedule he had. And on top of that, Bill, he's got all these accolades in the NFL. It doesn't make him a great college football coach. College is a thing of trust to parents, big time. My kid played college football also in Ann Arbor. I just want to tell you that. I know.
Sick brag, bro.
I love the statement that you were coming out of your mouth because you lived it and breathed it with your own kids.
Yeah. It is, the trust factor is the biggest thing. Is there
another college in Ann Arbor other than Michigan?
I don't think so. Okay. And that's the biggest thing.
Ann Arbor Community College?
And for me, knowing Bill as a player, all the other stuff, it is what it is. But I know as a player, Bill's going to say, here's what you need to do. And if you do this, you'll play. If you don't, you won't play. That, to me, is the biggest thing when it comes to, for all those parents out there, there are so many coaches that are not accountable to that. And that's why I would let my kids go there, because I know that they would get from Bill. All the other stuff, the nonsense, you know, that, you know, the off-the-field stuff, I don't really care about that. I mean, you know, UMass is not doing good, and there's plenty of nonsense going on around the program.
But Tim said he's not surprised. How can you not be surprised that it's gone this bad, even if you were like, you knew college is hard, and you knew Bill was not what he was. This is unreal.
Yeah. It looks like an extension of his final years here, Ken.
It doesn't look like that.
Oh, it absolutely
Bill
does.
Won Executive of the Year 4 years ago with Mac Jones and a rebuilt team. You and I were picking Mac to beat Buffalo in a playoff game
four years ago.
Right.
Now he's getting potentially fired five games in. This team is going to be Air Mac. Yeah, they would have been if Bill hadn't ruined
it's them. I tell you, it was
in 2022.
There you go.
It's like, Courtney said it. It's, you know, you've been around college football. College football, and I think you said it, is just hotter. It's different. There's so much that goes on, especially now with the NILs and the revenue sharing and just the transfer portals. There's so much going on, and you got to know how to navigate that world. And like when we used to talk to Billy O, that's why I love talking to Billy O. He would tell you, like,
Billy O, we have Tim. Good point.
But he used to say it's about the kids trusting and believing in you. And I think Bill has lost that trust.
But that's why it's so crazy to me that you'd still let your boys go play for him, because whether it was you saying that or Tim saying that the trust with the parents is so important as well. I don't think the players trust Bill. I don't think the parents trust Bill.
Well, those
parents are
ones that their kids are probably getting a raw deal.
I don't know. If you have an assistant coach coming out and leaking to the media, I can't believe what we've done to these kids. If you're a parent of a kid on that team right now, I'd be beyond pissed.
Right.
Okay. Well, coming up in They Said It, which is on the way in about 5 minutes or so, Keyshawn, your guy, sounded off on the Bill drama in his car with a lot of F-bombs that were bleeped out, but very interesting. We'll hear that.
Key.
Many other things to come. And speaking of Twitch, we are live on Twitch. It's presented by Springer's Jewelers. The Twitch chat is active. How is it this morning, Courtney? Is everybody behaving?
Yeah, everybody's very good. Everybody really likes you, Ken.
I wouldn't say that.
No,
I don't believe that.
I'm not seeing really much discourse in a negative way about you.
All right, day ain't over. For over 150 years, though, Springer's Jewelers has helped New England celebrate life's biggest moments. They're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, tax-free. Springer's, carrying the world's finest jewelry and watches. Check them out on the web, springersjewelers.com. Courtney has your news right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Bruins kick off the season with a win. They take down the Capitals in D.C. 3-1. David Pastrnak started the season with 3 points in the win, with the 3 goals coming from Pasta, Morgan Geeky, and Elias Lindholm. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 35 saves in the season opener. And we're going to start our Bruins Thursdays today. We'll be joined by Judd this morning at 8:20.
Bruins Thursday here.
Jaylen Brown led the Celtics to their first preseason win. He had 21 points, while Derek White had 16 and 10 assists in the 121-103 win over the Grizzlies.
Barnes was reportedly in Santa Barbara training with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh,
what a great moment.
That the makes Memphis me so
Grizzlies.
Sad.
Grizzlies. My They're favorite a good basketball team.
My favorite is what I said. Next page.
go check
the
out
the Memphis Grizzlies.
Go check out your boy Jaylen Brown. His live streaming.
Yeah,
he's good on the live stream.
He's great.
He's great.
The live stream is like you start to think differently of him when you see
I'm
his live
you,
stream.
I'm telling you, Wiggy. My hot take is that he is going to have a Bryson DeChambeau arc. People.
I don't know much about Bryson DeChambeau.
For a long time, people kind of thought he was douchey, and people kind of think Jaylen Brown, sometimes the way he talks to the media and to people, very serious, kind of can be a little douchey. I think the streaming makes him more personable, gives him a better attitude, and then they just become eminently more likable.
I'm just happy that I'm a day one Jaylen stan.
Yeah, you are.
Yep.
I'm starting to become a Jaylen stan, not as much as JT. But
wait till they're 0-10. You're gonna change your
the
tune.
The live stream has been good. I love the Boston accent thing that he did. So
next page.
The Yankees are out. They fall to the Blue Jays in 4 games. The final game ending 5-2 in the Bronx. Cam Schlittler went 6 1/3, giving up 2 runs on 8 hits while striking out 2. Thursday Night Football is Eagles at Giants. Kickoff at 8:15. You can listen to that game right here on EEI. And in the spirit of Halloween, Awaken 180 is offering free consultations all month long. It's scary how easy losing weight can be. Find out if Awaken 180 is right for you and for free. Call to book your free Awaken 180 consultation at 844-346-1800. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They said it.
This is taking Curtis back to Magic City right here. This will be a nice Magic City anthem.
Nah, I ain't playing this in Magic City.
No? Yet.
No, this is not.
Too slow.
No, clearly someone who's never been to Magic City.
Clearly.
Strippers like a slow song every so often.
Nah, they ain't playing this. Not
yeah,
Magic
not like
City.
That.
This is, listen, this is not the cabaret. You're walking in to pour some sugar on me or something.
So, like, what's the number one stripper song or artist in Magic City?
I would bet it's probably somebody like Big Boogie.
Big Boogie.
Yes.
Curtis just about to say.
That's also James's favorite rapper these days.
I would say it'd be like Big Boogie would have you have
Memphis rapper.
Yeah. Bop featuring Gorilla.
Yeah, that now that's a strip club song.
Okay.
Once you get past the full cavity search when you get there, meeting Cinnamon was just lovely.
If you want to know about Magic City, there's a documentary out. Magic City, I forget what it's called. The
Lemon Pepper Wings?
It's like it talks about the Lemon Pepper Wings. I was telling Greg the story. That's where Shaquille O'Neal became the first $100 million NBA player in Magic
this
City.
This bop song is a bop.
That's where he did his negotiation.
Basically, they called him up, and he was in the strip club.
If there is a documentary of my face when I walked in, I need it.
Did you order food, Curtis, there?
No. We
ordered a Miller Lite.
Yeah, they looked at him like, Miller Lite, like, seriously? He was like, what kind of hazy IPAs you got? They look at him like...
Mutt here.
Like hazy IPAs, but no, it's like, plus we went, it was like the early birds.
3 o'clock?
Yeah, it was like 3 o'clock. It was the
Dale was not happy that we were there when he was there.
You get the booby prize.
It was Cinnamon must not have been an A-lister if she was there.
No, that was the day shift. No Cinnamon.
I looked at the stage and there was a woman bent over in a way that I had never seen.
Yeah, because you got to understand, in the Magic City documentary, the Atlanta was one of the places or a lot of those places down south that went fully nude because of some type of play that they had that they allowed the performers to go nude. And once they knew that, the strip clubs all went nude.
Can I ask a serious question?
Yes, I had a Pellegrino.
Nice. Can you get the Lemon Pepper Wings to go?
Yes. That's why Lou Will got in trouble.
Yeah, from the bubble. Yeah, we talked about this.
He just wanted to go in there and get the lemon pepper wings.
I was just hungry.
And that's it, because the lemon pepper wings, man.
Is that what happened with Jameis in Florida, too, with the crab legs? He just thought he could take them to go without paying?
No. Lou Will paid, but he, you know.
I don't think
it was just a joke.
Got that one.
No, I did. I understand that.
Yeah. All right, Greg Hill out today. You're stuck with the Laird Man. You got Wiggy, though. You got Courtney. You got Curtis. You got Shime. We are here until 10 o'clock. Judd Surratt at 8:20 in studio. Ness and Voice after the big Bruins win last night and previewing the home opener tonight. They said it in a minute or so. And great job by Courtney advancing the story. Curtis, you know how important that was to our old bosses.
Yep.
We got a new guest lined up for 8 o'clock.
Yeah, Pat Welter, who you brought up at the beginning of the show, WRAL. He has been having kind of all the scoop when it comes to Bill Belichick. Very plugged. He's a UNC reporter from Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Ooh,
so there's a little local tie there as well. But he's going to join us at 8. He has something at 7:52, so between 8 and 8:10.
And just to get away from all the Bill talk for a second, just one little snapshot. Another thing to tease, legendary moments at 8:45. Wiggy takes us to Bourbon Street in honor of the trip to New Orleans and what it was like the week leading into the Super Bowl in 2002 and what Bill allowed you to do that week. Mm-hmm.
Who did Mrs. Wiggins go to the game with, Wiggs? Was it?
No, she was sitting next to Suge Knight.
Oh, that's right. Awesome. Okay.
Now, the game in New Orleans this weekend, sneaky big game?
Yes.
Like, you lose this game and all of a sudden everything you did in Buffalo is out the window?
Pretty much.
I said this at the beginning of the week where I've been on it. I asked Vrabel about it on Monday, like not letting that big win overshadow that you've got a game coming up and not letting the guys play down to the Saints. And that's something that I've been worried about. Vrabel doesn't seem worried about it. He said, I think we'll be good. He gave me a very short answer there. But like Rob Ninkovich brought it up yesterday where that's something that he concerns him.
Trap game.
Sure. Yeah.
And New Orleans is not horrible. Like, they have skill weapons. They have Olave. They got Kamara. They got that guy that burns Rashid Shaheed or whatever. He had, like, a 25-mile-an-hour touchdown run.
Yeah, but they have Spencer Rattler, a quarterback.
He's a good runner.
He has one win, Ken, in 11 games.
I'm just saying, they're not like nobodies. I mean, they could beat you.
Well, to be fair, Sean, you didn't use the win stat to talk about Drake May prior to last week.
I think after what we saw...
He had two already this year.
I think after what we saw from the Patriots, you know, starting at the beginning of the season to where we are right now through these five games, I don't think you look at them and go, any given Sunday they could beat you.
They held it close with Buffalo, didn't they?
But they shouldn't beat you. this is the team that you look at and you go, wait a second, the New England's headed in the right direction.
What's the spread, Shine?
3.5.
I think it was down to 3 yesterday.
Well, that's basically a pick 'em. It's just a home advantage.
No, I get that.
No, the home advantage is no longer 3 points in the NFL.
Not?
It's only about a point and a half.
Oh, is it? Oh.
All right. And it depends on where you play.
And the Patriots are favored, meaning that'd really be 5 or 6 points.
Oh, Patriots are favored. Yeah. I thought you said Saints are favored. All right, sorry. Okay, well, 5 points then.
Yeah, it's back up to 3.5.
Yeah, I feel like if they lose this game, I don't think they will. I think they win the game, but everything we feel positively about the team this week is gone if they lose on Sunday.
I'd agree with that. Goes out the window. And Courtney, you brought that up.
Yeah.
It's like, because this is, you know, you look at the Miami game, you look at the Carolina game, you look at the Buffalo game, you're like, all right, defense is getting better. Drake May, he's been playing good since really week one.
Yep. What does Steph Diggs do after a great game?
Steph Diggs, he had put two good games back to back. Maybe he's starting to come along and you're like, all right, this team looks good, right? They're playing well. They actually look like they're a legit contender in the AFC, a team that could really, you know, make a nice playoff run. If you lose to the Saints, I'm with Curtis. That's like, what are we doing?
But you got a month before the trade deadline to sort of get an idea of who you are. They won't lose all these games. They could go back to 3-3, still be 4-4, and you'd be feeling pretty good about
theirs. No. They have 4 games, and we talked about this yesterday, Ken. They got the Saints, then they're at Tennessee, and both of those teams stink. Then they're home to Cleveland, and Cleveland, we know Cleveland has a good defense, but you know they're trading everything. Yeah,
right,
they're trying to figure it out, and then you're home to Atlanta. If you win those 4 games, the trade deadline is then a couple days after the Atlanta game.
2 days.
2 days after, before you head to the Bucks, and that's the game where you go, all right, we've just ripped off 4. Where do we need help, and who's out there that we might be able to get? Now when we go to Tampa, if we can win that game, people are going to have to say New England is a legit Super Bowl contender.
Oof. I got a source with some potential trade targets for you later in the show. We'll just throw that out there.
Yeah, I saw one guy yesterday that they were throwing out there, but this could also be fantasy land.
I also have a guy that I would like.
Oh, all right. That's a whole segment.
Who's the guy that said the power forward was going to be great in Cleveland, your source out there?
Tristan Thompson.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a high-ranking source in the Cavs organization.
We found out that was the janitor.
For those, Tristan went back, and he's a factor.
Yeah, he's a factor sitting on the end of the bench.
Courtney and Wiggs, I don't know if you remember this, but it was in a different lifetime where Ken created a story that said the Patriots were trading Gronk.
I had good sourcing on that.
Hey, Mike, I tweeted it as I do, breaking per Ken Laird, the Patriots are trading Gronk. Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio wrote a whole story.
No.
And it was accurate.
It was accurate.
They tried to trade him.
To Detroit. I was going to say, so did you get credit for that?
Nope.
No. And then we had to do a sit down with Zarbano, Ken, and Florio on the phone, and he said that Ken was like the poop on the bottom of his shoe.
Yeah, but you were right, though.
I was right.
Even Gronk said it.
I was vindicated, as I often am, years after the fact.
Did he apologize?
No, of course not.
Never. Let's get to this show.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They Said It is presented by our good friends at Ketchus Law. At Ketchus Law, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you in the toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. Call Ketchus Law and our good friend Sean Flaherty today. All right, what's first up, Shane?
Well, since we're talking about the Patriots, let's stick with the Patriots here. Stephon Diggs spoke to media yesterday in front of his locker, and one of our big concerns is maybe this is a possible trap game for the New England Patriots. Stephon Diggs talked about having the right mindset heading into New Orleans.
I think it's super important that we flip the page, considering New Orleans Saints is a really good football team. I know the record might not show it, but they're very skillful up front and in the back end. And to be honest, it might be a bigger test than last week, just as far as like having success and being able to replicate that process, or you know, do it all over again, and you know, work equally as hard and attention to detail and focus. Because this opponent, I know their record doesn't say it, but that's a good football team, and they've been in one score games plenty of times, and I don't expect it to be no different. We got to go in there with the right mindset.
Wiggy, can Steph Diggs keep this up every week, what he just showed us last week?
I think so. I think he looked like maybe not 146 yards, but he could easily be 80 to 90 yards.
That's huge.
The 6 for 106 the week before is far more replicable.
Yeah. But if he's that every week, he's a top 10 receiver. Then you finally got somebody.
Yeah, it just worries me that
top 10 receiver.
If he has 100 yards every week?
Every time you say top 10, we think of DeVante Parker.
Okay, if he has 100 yards every week, add it up.
Yeah, I mean, statistically, he'll be over 1,000 yards. I get that.
Which we haven't had since Julian Edelman.
Yeah, I get that. But I think that he's showing right now he could be a solid number one for you, but a top 10 wide receiver.
What are the stats right now? Isn't he like top 5 or 6 in catches and yards?
No, I don't think so.
No.
If they win this weekend.
Stephon Diggs is 12th in yards.
If they win this weekend convincingly, then they have this three-week stretch where they have dominated bad teams and beat a better team on the road. And then that looks like you have the beginning of something, of at least a playoff year.
Right.
I just hope that it's not just a come down for him. Like, he was so emotional going into that game, the lead up into it, the way in which he was during practice, the way in which social media portrayed, it means different for him.
It was his Super Bowl.
It was, yeah. And then you come off that, a big win, and then you've got the Saints. I'm happy to hear that he is very cognizant of that being an issue going into the Saints, but I just hope he has another great game.
I love that he
keeps that momentum going.
I love what he's saying, but a great game for him, like if he goes 5 for 85, that's a great game.
Honestly, even if he goes 5 for 55, that's still a fine game. Like, Drake May's gonna find him. It's not a matter of if, it's just simply a matter of when. He clearly likes throwing him the football. He's gonna try and feed him a little bit. He'll get catches.
Now, Sean, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
AJ Brown.
Yep.
First round pick, would you do it?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Zero hesitation.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think twice.
Curtis?
Yes.
If you get half the player that A.J. Brown is with, hopefully, what this team would be picking around 20, then, yeah, that's a great pick.
Can I ask why you wouldn't?
Well, he's 28. Bregman scares me. When these guys get up there, then they lose it quick. You know?
So let's say the Patriots make the playoffs and they get out in the first round, so they'll be drafting at 23. Mm-hmm. What are you going to get at 23 for 2 years that you can't get from A.J. Brown for the next three?
I mean, A.J. Brown would have been available at 23. So you can get somebody else of that caliber.
But we know what AJ Brown is.
You also have to find the right guy.
And we know it.
Find a young guy.
We know what AJ Brown is.
Right.
That other guy, we don't know. That he could be AJ Brown, but he could
also be N'Keal Harry.
Right. So, and it always goes back to Ken. I think it always goes back to this. If you want somebody that could be AJ Brown, why not just get A.J. Brown?
Because he's only for another 2 years. That's the problem.
But I don't think so.
Ken, the money is the only reason you wouldn't do it, and they have nothing but cash.
No, I would send the money.
But the reason they would tell you is that they're...
So, Ken, if it was a second round pick, you'd be fine?
So for 10 picks, it's that big of a difference?
What's next, Jen?
Next, so we've been talking a lot about Bill Belichick this morning. Wiggy's old teammate, Keyshawn Johnson, was in his car and was reacting to the whole mess down at the University of North Carolina.
Bill Belichick didn't talk to Nick Saban before he took this UNC job, and Nick didn't tell him, as his good friend, successful college coach, didn't tell him that this was getting ready to be crazy in college, it was going to be different, didn't let him know. So now, if it's true, Bill Belichick is talking to officials at UNC about a buyout? You halfway through the season, and you want a buyout already? I know this has to be a false report. Can't be real, because that just doesn't go with Bill Belichick, the Bill Belichick that I know, that just doesn't coincide. It doesn't make sense. Makes zero sense at all. But if true, man, what a monumental up UNC has put themselves in. You had Mac Brown right there. You had him right there. But you chose a better Mac Brown. So much for that. Good luck.
Yeah, you need a Mac Brown, Gerard Mayo podcast stat.
You did have an old coach like Mac Brown's in his 70s, too. You already had that guy.
And Wiggy and I were talking off air about the Gerard Mayo, like the way in which Bill handled that with the podcast. Like, I don't blame Bill for that. The way in which it ended in New England and finding out that Gerard was talking with the Crafts behind his back. Like, I would do the same
thing. And your job is as a, a talking head who talks about sports is to sometimes you might have to criticize, coaches or organizations or what they're doing. Like, that's
if Mayo says he's got a plan, then I guess he's got one.
Do you remember his first appearance after week 1 on McAfee last year? What Bill didn't mention the entire spot?
The Patriots.
The Patriots win.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the pettiness.
But exactly. Yeah. Why are we celebrating his pettiness?
Not celebrating, but do you under Curtis,
do you understand
if you were in Bill's shoes and you found out that Gerard Mayo was doing that behind your back, you'd be petty too.
And Bill did it to Bill Parcells himself.
And that's fine.
And you understand why he's petty. Did you not see the dynasty?
Of course.
Okay.
You're going to say that and you kick another coaching job, you better not lose by 40 to Clemson.
I get that's part of it. But if your lady goes out there and she bangs the mailman and she's banging him on a weekly basis and you find out.
I would go to FedEx.
I think you might be a little bit petty.
Yeah.
All right, Shine, one more.
Wait.
Yeah, Bruins got a big win last night. Marco Sturm talked after the game about how happy he was with the performance by the Boston Bruins.
How's it feeling when number one is?
Yeah. Oh, it feels great. I'm exhausted, though, but it was just, I said it before, it's just, it's the moment I was waiting for, and to grab a win on the road at a tough place like here, it's even better. And on top of it, you know, for the most part, they played exactly what we worked on. They played exactly how I wanted them to play, and that makes me happy.
Speaking of happy, this guy is like the happiest coach I've ever seen or heard.
Excited.
He is like.
So was Jim Montgomery, and look how that ended.
No. Montgomery was like mercurial. This guy spent 7 years in the
Mercurial,
Kings organization.
Mr. Rogers.
Okay, well, whatever. He's thrilled. He seems upbeat, positive. I can imagine the players love him.
Razor was really high on him from jump. So I think they're friends. So take that into account. But he was high on Sturm. So
we'll see if Judd Surratt believes this is sustainable for the Bruins when he joins us at 8:20. Also, a great guest, Courtney, lined up. Pat Welter from WRAL in North Carolina with the latest on Bill and Chapel Hill. But next, Courtney has the news. What do we have in the news today?
Oh, well, because you are hosting today, Ken, I decided to do not one but two Disney stories.
Oh, boy.
So.
That's great. Curtis will rip me for that twice. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's start with Maura Healey, who addressed recent public safety incidents after the street takeovers we've seen this week, both here in the city and across the state. She said that Trump shouldn't be sending the National Guard to Mass. Here's Governor Healey.
This is a lot of political theater on the part of President Trump, who I think is looking to distract from a failing agenda around the economy. Maybe Epstein files. I don't know.
Whatever she feels about Trump, that's her prerogative. It's more so right now, like, how do we make the city safer? Because it just feels like it's getting out of hand, and it's been trending.
Is this more like young kids, like Fast and Furious? Like,
no, it's
just
kids.
Just fool around, or is it what's going on?
It's the YNs and the YCs, man. You got to be able to talk to them. Like, you got to do better. Like, if you got no home training, then you're going to wild out, right? Because you don't really, you're not concerned about the consequences. So if you don't have home training, then you need to have programs out there that might be able to help some of the youngins or the little ends get the type of guidance they need. Because if you just leave the kids to the streets, then they're going to act a fool. You know, but if there's a program out there and, you know, mentor programs, and there are a lot out there, but we need those to be face forward.
That was part of your Brockton package. You were going to be mentoring the kids.
Yeah. And we did a lot of good stuff with them and getting them to see, like, okay, preparing them. Like, there is a lot, there's a life outside of just your few blocks.
Yeah. And Ken, you're the Rachel Maddow of EEI. I'm just curious. She was saying that Trump and the National Guard was a distraction from what he was doing. When she was asked about the streets being unruly and unsafe, she brought up Epstein. Would that be a distraction? Would she seek to distract from the actual issue, or am I just
That's probably not helpful.
Okay, thank you.
I sit down with the young kids and talk to them and try to get them to see past their neighborhood, right? And they need more of that, especially if they, you know, unfortunately, some of the kids don't get that at the crib. They don't have their parents. They don't have a grandparent. They don't have an uncle, whatever. So if they don't have that, then that's what causes the problem, right? Because when you see a lot of these stuff going on, it's a lot of these young dudes and even young girls that don't have that kind of those pro, and that's where the focus should be.
Right.
But I, you know, if you're too worried about bike lanes and all this other nonsense.
Ooh, that was a great segue into the next story because, Curtis,
Courtney,
you're going to love this one.
Oh, I think I saw this yesterday.
Well, Boston is moving away from the flex posts to a new type of bike lane barrier. So this fall, city officials began swapping out the thin, flexible poles that are often used to separate the bike lane
They're
from the traffic.
Over.
Yes, because apparently the reason is they're not that durable. They're expensive to maintain. So instead, they're going to do new concrete barriers that are supposed to hold up better and be permanent. So they're just going to be these concrete bumps that you see coming out from the ground that separate the bike lane from the regular traffic.
That's almost like a sidewalk type edge.
It's a little bit higher than a sidewalk.
How are you going to plow?
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
You just can't have to plow the bike lanes.
Yeah, you don't be able to plow the bike
lanes. Well, then they're not useful.
Yeah, well, they don't use the bike lanes in the winter anyway.
Well, then what's
I guess
point?
You could take a snowblower through them, but that just means you have to pay somebody to use a snowblower.
Ain't nobody doing that.
But I know Josh Kraft's run for mayor ended abruptly, but who would be against the idea that I had, which is just like there's no street cleaning from November to March, there's no bike lane usage in that same period.
I don't mind. And they use those little plastic ones and just take them out.
Right.
You know?
I just don't understand. Who's clamoring for more bikes?
No clue. More concrete.
No. Israel and Hamas have agreed yesterday to phase one of a plan to end fighting and release hostages, a plan put forward by President Trump. Here's Trump.
The Secretary of State saying that we're very close to a deal in the Middle East, and they're going to need me pretty quickly. Peace for the Middle East, that's a beautiful phrase, and we hope it's going to come true, but it's very close. And they're doing very well. We have a great team over there, great negotiators.
Let's hope it works this time. 29-year-old Jonathan Rinderrecht, the son of some missionaries in L.A., has been arrested in connection to starting the deadly Palisades fire last year. This is crazy.
Wow.
So the son
I thought it was global warming.
Nope. The Sun is accused of setting a fire just after midnight on January 1st along a popular hiking trail in the Pacific Palisades. Authorities allege he had downloaded some AI-generated images depicting a burning city. 12 people, of course, died and over 6,000 houses and buildings burned down due to the fires. He has a preliminary hearing this morning and remains in custody.
What's the max penalty for that?
I mean, I think life. I mean,
can you get charged with like homicide?
Well, I believe so. It's arson to begin with.
If you set a fire and somebody dies, I think you can get charged for homicide.
Right. Let's go to Florida.
And now
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami,
Florida.
Florida,
not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Ooh, we've got Grady Judd in the news. 51-year-old.
Wait, we have Judd Surratt later and Grady Judd in the news?
Correct.
Wow. Tremendous.
Correct. 51-year-old Walter Breimer, an inmate, was getting booked for public nudity, and he was put through the X-ray machine. That's when officials realized he had a full-size thermos up his butt. They say it's the biggest item they've ever seen someone try to smuggle in that way.
Wow.
Here's Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
So we put everybody through a body scanner to make sure that they're not trying to bring guns and knives and drugs into the jail. Well, you might have thought Walter was bringing drugs into the jail. He brought a thermos into the jail. He put it up the exit ramp. He said, well, I put that inside my body 24 hours earlier. The deputy saved his life.
Wow.
I mean, people have emotional support water bottles. Yes. Clearly, this man was very connected to his thermos.
We know how, Sean. The question is why.
Grady Judd 2028. That guy is a hit every time.
He is.
The sheriff is tremendous.
Yeah.
Can we continue the news? Do you have more to come? I know.
We have
including
some stories.
Dolly Parton in the news.
Correct.
Greg mandated before he handed me the keys to the show today a Jolene rejoin.
Ooh.
So, Cheyenne, we need that
easy
next
money.
Leading into the Dolly Parton news. And you have your special guest from North Carolina.
Yep, Pat will join us
on the way next.
Next.
With the Greg Hill Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.